Welcome to the Voice of St. Anthony Parish from Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM, 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. We've been talking about how many people will tell you that they don't understand, many Catholics do not understand their faith, and it's a real problem here in the United States. And that is true. And if you want to have a way to realize the issue here, it is the role of the bishops of the entire world to make sure we know our faith. That's an important message. So it's a role of the bishops of the entire world to help us to know our faith. So therefore, the bishops of the United States are there to teach us our faith. Whether you know it or not, every catechism that is used in a parish is supposed to be approved by the bishops. So if you like a catechism or you don't like a catechism, you need to look at it to see, you need to realize that it was approved by the bishops. So regardless of the catechism company, that's the way it is. Now, something you should know, that just because it is approved by the bishops doesn't mean the catechism is being used correctly. For example, there was a catechism company. There is a catechism company, and they put out their catechism. Well, if you look at what their catechism is designed to be used for, it's designed to be used in Catholic schools who have 5 days a week, and they have plenty of time in order to teach the catechism. When you have religious ed in a parish that is 1 hour a week or maybe two at the most, you can't teach that catechism the way it's supposed to be taught because it's designed to be taught 5 days a week in a Catholic school environment. I've seen that many times. So the person tries to use it as best, you know, as best he or she can, and to teach. And oftentimes you will have people who have a basic understanding of what it is the church teaches, and they will use this catechism to teach the lessons of the church. That's part of the reality of our Catholic faith. But we also need people who are in love with the Lord, who just express the truth of the Lord using the catechism and also understanding what the teachings of the church are and expressing it in a way that people most understand it. One of my favorite stories is my favorite catechism teacher, and I hate to say this, but I forgot his name. I have no idea. I mean, it wasn't like I forgot the name about 3 minutes before I started this podcast. I forgot his name a long time ago, and I really feel bad about this because he was my favorite catechism teacher. Now, little story. You may have heard sometimes when I talk about my school life, I have a little edge to it. Yes, I can tell you what we called at the time was junior high school, which is now called middle school, was an absolute nightmare for me. And to this day, I describe it as a nightmare. Don't even start on trying to get me to stand up for just saying, well, schools are wonderful, because it was a nightmare for me. And this this teacher's catechism class, which used to happen in the late afternoon here in Boston, was this great oasis. And I loved the class. But what was important to me about the class was that he was obviously in love with God. Now, here's the thing that's important. I remember very little of what he taught me. I remember very, and says, how is he your favorite teacher if you remember very little of what he taught you? I'll tell you, because his love for the Lord came through in everything he did. And later I found out he was one of those people that did a regular holy hour. I happened to discover him that. And I happened to see him and said, I just want to tell you that you were my favorite Sunday school teacher, or religious ed teacher. Now, here's the reason why I have to tell you this. Eighth grade, absolute nightmare. Really, I just don't even start. So the following year was the ninth grade, obviously. I don't do math well, but at least I did that part. And the ninth grade was considerably better than the eighth grade. And he asked me, how is school? And what he meant was religious ed, but I thought he meant school. And I said, good, better than last year. And he looked at me, and I didn't catch it right away. And he said, what a thing to say. And I realized that he thought that I meant his class. No, his class was wonderful, but obviously 8th grade was nightmare, 9th grade was somewhat better. But when we understand that reality, we also understand what was it that he taught. He taught to be in love with the Lord. Everything else comes out of that. If we're not teaching that, you can forget about teaching the rules, because who's going to follow the rules? Because there's no reason to if they don't understand what the rules are all about. And what is often taught is, in order to get to heaven, you have to live the rules and you have to live the rules well. That's not Catholicism. That's Pelagianism. It's a condemned heresy. That means if we follow the rules and we do the right thing, we will go to heaven. That way we earn our way to heaven. That's not Catholicism. This is one of the things the evangelicals criticize us for. There was nothing. So when someone says, well, I think they're good enough to get to heaven, hey, guess what? No one is good enough to get to heaven, because you will have to live the law perfectly, and none of us can claim we've ever done this. We'll be back on the other side of the break. You're listening to the voice of St. Anthony Parish in Alston. You can now leave a message for us, which we can air and discuss on this program. Just call 617-297-7452.
That's 617-297-7452.
617-297-7452. Feel free to call, leave a comment, a question, or even feedback, and we may play it on the air. I can discuss your comment or question as well, so give that a try.
617-297-7452. 617-297-7452.
And don't forget our website, CatholicAudioMedia.com, which you may be using right now, CatholicAudioMedia.com. So what we're talking about is this important message of being in love with the Lord. So if you are at home in your family and you want to build a Catholic family, what do you have to do? Ask the Lord to teach you how to fall in love with Him and to be in love with the Lord as a family and personally as well. Especially, I'll speak to the men here. It's important to understand this message. When a man is expressing his love for the Lord, that's a powerful message to everyone else, because it really shows a part of what it means to be a man, which is to recognize our need for God. The women, I'm going to express this to you too. The women also, by getting in touch and being in love with the Lord, you're able to bring the message of the Lord to your family. But here is the thing that's important. The male and the female have different roles in the family and in the church. The woman's role is to be the visionary. So, I'll give you a classic example. This comes from the real world. When I was in Ecuador, we were meeting with people who wanted to build a chapel. And these were the group of women in the community. And in the Latino community, the women are the leaders of the domestic community and the domestic church. So you got to remember that we had, I think, 43 recintos, which were villages around the main church, and some of them you could only visit once a month. So you had these 43 recintos, and they were way out in the fields. They were way out. And so if they were going to go to church, it may be a long journey just to make it to the parish church. So there were chapels that they wanted in these recintos. And this woman, the leader of all this group of women, had come together, and they said to the priest, we want to build a chapel. You help us to finance it, and we will get our husbands to build it. Do you see that? The woman has the vision. I want a chapel in, or we want a chapel in our community. We have the vision. This is what our community needs. We need a chapel in our community. Our husbands, we will ensure, will build it. And Father, we need you to finance it. Do you see how that works? I've always said that the apostles would, you know, if people think that the apostles came home after, you know, spreading the word all day, and they came home and Mary spoke to them and one of them said, you know, don't listen to her, she's only a woman, then you have no idea what the church is all about or the role of women. Instead, you can rest assured if they came home really discouraged or they came home excited, whatever, but in either way, they came home and we'll say they were very discouraged because people were insulting them and they were harassing them and everything else because they didn't want to hear about this guy called Christus who they considered to be a heretic. And here they're trying to spread the word, they're trying to spread their vision. What is the role of the women to get them to say, go? When they've said, I've done, I can't do this anymore, get out there and spread the message and teaching them how to do it. That's the role of women in the church. We're going to have Father Adriano Zandana tomorrow. Have yourself a blessed day. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out catholictv.com. If you would like to support our program, please consider a donation to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. There are several ways to consider this. One is to purchase any of our merchandise, which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. There are coffee mugs there. There's also my latest book, Encounter Christ in Your Humanity, all of which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can also donate to the show directly through either the Donate tab, also at CatholicAudioMedia.com, or by sending a donation to the U.S. Postal Service with your questions and comments at 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. That's St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. Finally, the best way you can support our parish is to attend Mass on Sundays at 10 o'clock and be a part of our parish. We thank you for any support you would like to give to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts, the sponsoring parish for this media outreach to Catholics and other Christians in the WROL, WEZE, and podcast listening audience. In Cristo vivimos.